You're listening to Consider This, episode 58, for November 7th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. It seems like just last week we were visiting, and now here we are again. Welcome to my place. I'm Doug Payton, and this here podcast is Consider This, a 10-minute or less romp through the events of the day. And I want to include your feedback. Oh, really? Call 267-CALL-CT0 to leave a message along with the proper pronunciation of your name. If you wish to take your chances with my pronunciation, you can write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or leave a comment for all to see and reply to on the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. And on the website is a SpeakPipe widget that allows you to record a message right from your computer. So the aforementioned benefit of name pronunciation applies there too. That's CT as in costs towering. And speaking of towering costs, I'll be talking about a cost solution worse than the problem, global warming models that don't model, and yet another late-breaking caveat to one of President Obama's promises. That's coming up. Don't forget to stop by the website before you do your shopping at Amazon. Click on the link or do a search, and anything you buy will support the podcast, and you pay the same price as you would otherwise. It's almost magic. Okay, so let me get this straight. The problem that Obamacare was trying to fix was this. Uninsured people got free health care at emergency rooms, but this cost was borne by taxpayers. So the solution is to subsidize their insurance. The subsidies come from their tax refund via the IRS. Where does that money come from for these subsidies? The taxpayers. And for those not getting subsidies for their Obamacare insurance, many are seeing rates increase to also offset these lower-cost plans. And since the Supreme Court called this a tax, then yet again the money is coming from the taxpayer. And since those subsidized plans don't really get subsidized until folks get the credits on their tax refund, they have to front both the cost of the plan and the cost of the often huge deductibles until tax time. How about that? The poor give Uncle Sam a no-interest loan. How compassionate. Here's the bottom line. The problem was that taxpayers bore the cost of the poor getting free health care. The solution is that taxpayers bear the cost of insurance for the poor, and the poor bear the full cost of the insurance and thousands of dollars of deductible until sometime the following year. Does that make sense to anyone?
You're listening to Consider This from ctpodcasting.com.
In October of 2012, I mentioned an article noting that global warming had essentially stopped since 1997. Well, it still stopped, and Professor Judith Curry from the Georgia Institute of Technology is taking a closer look at it. A paper by her in the peer-reviewed journal Climate Dynamics not only explains the pause, it suggests that the scientific majority have underestimated the role of natural cycles and exaggerated that of greenhouse gases. This is the foundation on which the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC report we keep hearing about, is built. And she's shaking it to the core. Imagine that. Nature, this massive ecosystem that is our planet Earth, has more influence than man. Wow. There's a link in the show notes to an article that includes a graph of what all the various and sundry climate models have predicted, and then a line showing reality. The climate is now at a point at the bottom of the lowest predicted model. On top of that, Professor Curry says this is likely to continue until at least 2035. She presents evidence of natural cycles that can be documented for the past 300 years in making this claim. Now, accept or reject Professor Curry's data or conclusions, we are still left with a nagging issue of predictions used by the UN that were presented with 95%+ certainty. Someone didn't tell Mother Nature. Well, more likely, as Professor Curry said, quote, "The growing divergence between climate model simulations and observations raises the prospect that climate models are inadequate in fundamental ways." Inadequate. Wow, that's putting it mildly. Not unlike our climate, actually. Oh, I tried to keep from dealing too much with Obamacare in this episode, having said as much as I did last episode, but this issue is just sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle. But this just had to be mentioned, if for no other reason that you might not hear about it otherwise. Remember the classic phrase, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Well, recently the president revealed that there had been an unspoken caveat to that phrase, which he and his aides kept repeating for 3 years.
Now, if you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
Well, no, that's not what you said. That's not what you said repeatedly. So we found out after implementation what he really meant about the individual insurance market. Now we find out what he really means about the employer-provided insurance market. Kathleen Sebelius said under questioning from Republican Senator John Thune, quote, "Employer-based grandfathered plans will have the same caveats," close quote. Well, folks, brace yourselves for more cancellations and millions more Obamacare broken promises. When the president makes a promise, it does come with an expiration date. And now comes the part where I ask what you think and give you a bushel basket full of opportunities to say what you want to say. And maybe you can come up with topics to cover besides the unending train wreck that is Obamacare. Firstly, call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, and send your thoughts from your lips to my ears. Secondly, write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, from your keyboard to my screen. Thirdly, come to the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and comment there, where we can have a discussion for all to participate in and where you can find the links I referred to in this episode. Fourthly, use the SpeakPipe widget on the website to record your feedback using your computer's microphone. Fifthly, tweet me where my user is at @ctpodcasting. And who knows, perhaps there will be yet another startling revelation about Obamacare to come out in the news by the next time we get together to consider this.